Welcome to Massachusetts General Hospital's Cardiovascular Podcast, celebrating the 100th anniversary of cardiology at Mass General and Paul Dudley White, who founded our cardiology division in 1916.
Hello, I am Robert Levine, a cardiologist at Massachusetts General Hospital in non-invasive cardiology and the Cardiac Ultrasound Laboratory. Paul Dudley White's legendary contributions to cardiology included his attracting bright minds from all over the world and stimulating their curiosity and creativity. His own inquisitiveness was sparked by his studies in physiology with Sir Thomas Lewis in London. During that period, he wrote that to get the most out of clinical cases, one must see and help in considerable experimental work where fundamental principles are brought out and worked upon. This interplay between clinical observations and basic understanding has stimulated the growth of the MGH cardiac unit and division. Early on, I saw this magic at work in the echo reading room. I recall fellows and sonographers gathered around Ned Wayman, delving deeply into echocardiograms to understand the physiology that is each patient's story. These sessions challenged tacit assumptions and stimulated research, leading to some remarkable advances. Jim Thomas, working with an old computer and a plastic model, deciphered the physics of cardiac inflow. His work with Chris Chung eliminated the iatrogenic confusion of disease with physiologic variation. Paul Dudley White would have admired that. Mike Picard, Linda Gillum, and Robin Davidoff worked with Ned to understand the progressive expansion and remodeling of the ischemic ventricle using three-dimensional plots modeled after an opened lime peel. Marietta King used the septum as a manometer for pulmonary hypertension. I had the pleasure of working with Mark Hanschumacher, who had been doing three-dimensional drug design with Ed Haber and Bill Carlson, to develop a working three-dimensional echo contraption. This allowed us to prove that the mitral valve has a saddle shape, something that had been suggested during echo reading sessions. This realization solved the mystery of why so many normal people were receiving the false positive diagnosis of mitral valve prolapse. Later, these improved criteria led to genetic studies of the real disease with a solid phenotypic foundation, leading to discoveries of genetic basis. Applying 3D methods to measure chamber volumes and mass convinced industry to make the 3D echo machines that are now available off the shelf as a huge technological revolution. This early growth period was a heady experience. I want to mention only a few of the many creative minds who found their penicillin moment in this Mass General environment as fellows beginning productive careers. When we are trying to validate the new PISA measurement of flow through valve orifices experimentally, Leonardo Rodriguez became excited about the mitral stenotic orifice as a naturally occurring measurable area for validating that method in patients. Leonardo's work also showed the need to correct for the angle over which flow can approach the orifice. His technique remains one of the clinical options for quantifying mitral stenosis. Ehud Schwamenthal's genius led to myriad contributions, such as understanding the dynamic nature of regurgitant orifices and how that impacts their quantification. Stimulated by the concept of pressure recovery we had found in hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, he designed a brilliantly shaped transcatheter aortic valve replacement to maximize pressure recovery and minimize workload on the left ventricle. Yutaka Otsuji from Japan has produced a Beethoven-like string of insightful research melodies describing interactions between cardiac valves and ventricular structures that affect overall cardiac function and clinical care. Jakob Dalbianco, one of our staff members originally from Vienna, noticed the similarity between mitral valve fibrosis following myocardial infarction and in rheumatic fever. Based on those observations, he has developed a creative synthesis that can lead to a preventive solution for millions of children and young adults worldwide with early rheumatic heart disease and can prevent the resulting heart failure, maternal mortality, and stroke. And we are now seeking the funding to make his idea come true. The Mass General tradition of bridging disciplines has yielded rich dividends, including a transatlantic network funded by the Leduc Foundation in Paris to study the mitral valve. The network has brought together clinical and basic investigators to understand genetic and acquired mechanisms of mitral valve disease in a way that could lead to early prevention, including discovering the first genetic mutations responsible for mitral valve prolapse, and the inflammatory and fibrotic changes in the mitral valve after myocardial infarction that impair mitral valve growth and increase functional mitral regurgitation and heart failure. These discoveries will allow us to solve problems in the creative ways envisioned by Paul Dudley White, who famously said that there are three important principles in the treatment of disease: prevention, prevention, prevention. And he indicated that genetics teaches us the candidates for preventive measures. Bringing creative minds together to explore physiology and create innovative solutions is Paul Dudley White's legacy at Mass General. We celebrate this tradition and continue to provide the environment that allows bright minds to achieve their potential and create solutions for the future.
Listen to other podcasts in this series and learn more about Paul Dudley White's legacy of cardiac care by visiting massgeneral.org/pdw.